This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
It's the number one health podcast of all time, in my opinion, the Trim Healthy Podcast. Thanks for tuning in today. It's going to be a real steamer.
It is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, today's going to be a sizzler.
Why do you say that, Dan?
Well, the gals are here.
Oh. When you say gals, you in your head, I spell things in my head all the time. Like, are you saying G-A-L-S when you're saying the gals, or are you saying girls or gals?
I mean, he doesn't gals. Spell in his head, Pearl.
No, I do. I do, actually.
And in your head,
it's G-H-A-E-L-S.
No, oh, okay, yeah.
It's actually G-A-L-S. The gals.
The gals.
The gals, yeah.
Yeah, well, as opposed to, you're saying I'm trying to say girls, but I'm just pronouncing it gals?
Yeah, no, that's so what she's saying.
People oh, like an are accent. More specific when they say, they either say girls or they say gals. And one means slightly something different.
No, you're
the
gals and you've always been because you're from another country.
Yeah.
Well, then would be the girls.
And the girls, I feel like you're like, you got to be younger than me.
Yeah, okay. So we're
y'all
the
gals. Y'all are big sisters.
We're the sisters.
So the gals.
So today we've got, so Serene, we only got one question in last week, which is good. It needed the one question.
Yes,
but
did.
I've got quite a few more today. So maybe we'll get a few more in. And I wanted to start with this one.
Oh, I no longer read?
What is this right
it's
here?
It's near and dear to my own heart.
What? I used to have value.
You left it up like it was a special little
number. Okay, the one from Sharon.
Oh, I'm good. I get to read.
And then you have to pass it back to me because I have to find another.
At this point, I'm not
I just got
sure if I want to.
These questions came in last night. They're fresh. Otherwise,
fresh
I would have sent them
Dan?
To you. The fresh.
Hold on.
From Sharon.
Oh, I thought I started at the top.
No.
I was like, man, there's all. Oh, that's M-T-H-F-R. I was like.
Yeah, but that's not the one I want.
What are these people writing? Okay, from Sharon.
We've done a potty on M-T-F-H-F-R.
Okay, can I also read it in the voice I think she typed in? I don't mean her voice personally. I think the typed voicing that I hear here.
Yes. Not if you're going to insult her.
It's not
going to
be insulting.
Okay.
What causes some people to be so gassy with vegetables?
Sharon, if that is not the way you speak, I am truly sorry.
Yes. We will whack him for you.
Anytime someone says gassy.
Gassy.
I feel like they say it really sassy.
Gassy and sassy.
You're so gassy today.
Give me back my phone.
Have you ever heard anybody just like, I'm so gassy today?
I say I'm gassy.
You don't articulate gassy.
I don't say gassy. Give me my phone now. I want to hold it.
Is that the last one?
I don't think you say you're so gassy, Pearl. You always say, I'm just so full of fluffs.
Yeah.
I'm bloated.
And no, I wanted to ask, I wanted to answer this question. I know we've done another potty on this, right?
This was the question I said, Pearl, don't do this question.
Yeah, and
she's
said,
like, I love talking about gas.
Oh, gas is fun.
No, we've got to talk about it because some of us are more gas makers than others. And I'm going to talk about why and why it might not be a
That's
bad thing.
That's why you want to do it because this is your special AA meeting with
yes,
the gassies.
My fellow gassies, gather around. Come on. Come close. Pull up the comfiest chair. We'll leave the really uncomfortable chairs for the non-gassy
gassy
people.
Right here on the show.
All the non-gassy people can go jump for a minute.
We're going to have a gas.
She hates non-gassy people.
I really
She's
don't.
She's actually not a hater, but I think she
I don't
has a
love
secret.
Them as much.
Gassy people? Yeah.
No, people that are not gassy.
No, she doesn't love them as much.
Because they haven't gone through the gassiness.
You mean they've not like suffered
They're not
life.
Part of Pearl's tribe.
Gassing like tempers you. Or no, it's the stress of life that causes.
No, I don't get gas from stress. I get gas from food. Now, let me talk to you enough. And now I've got gut biome proof. So I'm coming with a little more science when I answer this question. Discussed it with our doctor of science. Okay.
But don't be crassy.
No, I'll try not to. But just let me explain. Why do some people get more gassy with vegetables? Why?
They just gas out.
Because it's to do with the microbes in your gut.
Okay.
It does not mean that you have bad microbes in your gut. In fact, it might mean that you have a lot of jolly good ones.
Hmm. Okay.
Now, I have had a lot of gas my whole life.
Yeah, indeed.
I'm one of those
She's
people.
She's like lock and load. When one's gone, the other's in the lock.
Yes.
Yeah, she's got one in the pipe.
Depending, okay, on what I eat. But most things can make me gassy, especially
have
by the end of the night.
Have you done special things where you like have to make believe and have to let other people think it wasn't you?
Oh, yeah, you remake
like,
the sound?
If you're in the grocery store.
No, I haven't done
you
that
know.
One. What
yeah,
is that?
You have.
No, I've done
it
other things.
It was my shoe.
But...
It was. Yeah,
oh, no,
it's
I
not doing it now,
that.
But it was definitely my shoe. If I could just turn. It'll give me a moment. That's
my
you at every wedding.
Situations were at the grocery store when, you know, that particular aisle gets to be crowded. You don't need it crowded that time. You can't hold it to the empty aisle. So it just slips out. You have to be like, oh, darling, do I need to change your diaper? When you have a child there, it really, really helps. So if you don't have
done
a child.
That. I have done that.
Oh, I've seen
to,
a mom.
If you don't have a child, yeah. You're like, who?
Oh, I saw a mom blame a kid.
Everybody else in the aisle.
I knew it was her. She blamed the kid, and the kid was way too small.
To have that amount of produce steak?
What I heard. I mean, she tear gassed.
There had to be enough pipes. Yeah.
She ruined aisle three. It was the toothbrush aisle too, which it seemed to increase the offense.
Yes. Yes. You just want to be smelling mint.
Mint and thinking about clean, smooth teeth. And
she,
I don't know.
So I think that there are a lot of, I found out from a Peter. Okay, so I have had.
Tell who Peter is.
Oh, our scientist.
Peter's in the room.
Okay, Dr. Peter.
Dr. Peter.
Like you're waiting on him to appear from behind the couch.
Oh, I have a dog named Peter. Okay. Like, just explain yourself.
All right, so all my life I'd had trouble with a bloated stomach and I felt like was more gas than most people have. I've looked it up. Most people have between 18 to 25 gas events during the day.
Events?
Just
this
like
is what we call
don't
this?
Say the F word.
Fluff. A fluff.
No, you can
Americans
say, fluff.
Say
you can't say F-A-R-T.
You say
is it
that.
It's
we grew up with that thinking that was a bad word.
Oh, you did? F-A-R-T. Oh, is the F word?
Yeah. But it's not really.
No.
But now in my head.
Do you want to say it?
No, I don't like saying it. I feel bad. I say fluff.
The guys want to hear it.
No, I even feel kind of gross when I say it. It takes.
It's the hard R that
yeah,
really.
Yeah, be like she started SIGs. Started like.
Can you try for Big Sis?
I'd like to hear you say it. No, because if I say F-I-R-T, it'd be like I'm SIGs and in the mini skirt.
Do you guys want me to say it?
Yes. No, I don't want you to say it.
I'll say it.
I don't like the sound.
I'll say it.
I want you to say fluff.
Just let me get comfortable.
I want to hear you say fluff.
I'm going to say fart.
It's such a hard R, isn't it?
It's a hard R. Fluff is soft.
Fluff is cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fart.
It really is a strong
like,
word.
Like, I don't even want to be around myself.
No.
Like, I know what you're saying. It's embarrassing to say.
Yeah. Okay, so all my life, ever since a child, I felt like my stomach bloated up and got more gassy with certain foods than other people. But I've come to find since the internet has been invented.
Yeah.
That there are many other people like me.
I used to be on the dark side.
I know,
but
I'm going to talk to you. But yes, but you've invented a new era of fluffing too. And we're going to talk about that.
Okay, yes,
the
I
good
have.
Fluffing.
Yes,
I have. Okay, so I had a lot of gas, a lot of pain with it. So I tried so many supplements. I went
were you
on,
silent but violent or they had the good
it depends upon
sound.
What position you put your body in. You can make them silent or you can make them loud. Now,
what,
if you've got a
what
lot
what do
of,
you prefer?
If you've got a lot of fluffs or if you're even close to anyone
you
else.
You have to lift up.
You have to lift. The buttock cheek has to lift slightly or else there's trumpets.
Or trappage.
There, you're playing the trombone.
If you lift a little bit. Manually? There's no sound.
Yeah. You don't
it
manually.
Reverse, you have to manually.
When in the history
if
of mankind
a bit of a spreading,
does anyone
goes,
reach down yes. and manually
you
lift?
You can look like you're adjusting your jeans.
If you adjust your jeans, all trumpet goes. You'll just have a silent.
But
I've
if you get
this.
Busted trying to manually
no,
lift and the
like,
sound comes
you're
out?
Just like, it's like you got an itch.
Yeah, but if you have an itch, I mean.
No,
if,
then you can be like, oh, there was a bit of a stain.
Yeah, but if I hear it. And I see movement. You've only amplified
well,
the
now
situation.
You've never, well, Danny, you just didn't know stuff about me because I've been a person afflicted with
and
the
if
gas.
You feel it's locked, the manual helps.
Yes. It if does. You feel like you're locked.
You've manually lifted.
Oh, of course. Yes, I'm professional.
No.
I have never once manually lifted.
Never?
Now, I have purposely sat in a chair with holes corrugated knowing that it was Sunday.
No, when you're a part of the AA fluffing tribe, you learn a lot of things. You also learn to loosen the belt afterwards to make sure there's nothing trapped.
But I feel like the lady who asked this question really wants to answer, so I'm trying to give them to her.
I think
she does not appreciate the crassness that's going on.
She wants to know. So things that
quiet, Les.
Like cauliflower, broccoli. Cabbage.
Prunes.
Many things. They would give
lots of dried fruit.
Lots of flatulence.
Lentils.
All the beans.
Split peas.
All the things that they, that when
we've tried Beano, it didn't help.
Chick-fil-A ice cream.
And then, so they say go on this particular diet. Now, what's it called? We've talked
about GAPS.
No, not GAPS. The one where you take away all the
just making up stuff.
You know, that's the GAPS diet.
Not the GAPS. It's the one where you.
Oh, FODMAP.
FODMAP. Thank you.
That's what I meant. That is what I meant.
Don't be FODMAP sad.
A lot of people do GAPS and FODMAP.
I did FODMAP to see if I would become a non-fluffer.
Yeah.
Now, yes, much less fluffing. How'd but you guess do? What?
Yeah.
You weren't as
it
healthy.
Wasn't as healthy for me. And I started to really look into FODMAP. And it's very, very dangerous to
it's
your
very
health.
Very exclusive.
You actually FODMAP's reduce dangerous. Your biome. You reduce your gut biome because ooh. All those healthy fibers, which are causing the gas,
okay.
are actually your good microbes actually start to die off. And all your yeah. butyrate starts to diminish. And butyrate stops
there's
you from
no
having diseases.
There's no headbanging party going on with your bacteria anymore. You see?
Yeah,
they're
so of course
like
they're all
the mosh
quiet.
Pit, you know?
They're all quiet because they have none of the fibers to eat on. And so they're just shutting up. And it's like, okay. But they start to not have enough food. So they die off. And then your health just decimates. Yes,
Danny? When's the last time you've like manually lifted?
See, well, I'm trying to give meat here and you're returning
I'm wondering,
to the
there's
vomit.
There's a reason because I want to know if this is a like a one-off or something.
No, I've manually lifted many times in my life. Like you're not in my AA club.
You could in the future.
It helps yes. reverse okay. the locked feeling too.
It does.
What's listen, wrong with just tilting
with
a little bit?
Similar biomes.
No, because tilting, there's still a lot of purseness.
Yeah.
Oh,
you've got tears running
it's
down
a
your face.
It's a physics issue.
Yeah.
I can see what you mean. You know, I'm going to try and I'll report back.
Danny, I mean, Leslie, would you bell to a
wait, she lost a bell. We really need a
do
bell.
Do I still have tears
thank
going
up?
No, you're great now. Okay, so I'm getting back to this FODMAP. I really went into the deep research of FODMAP. Even yeah. FODMAP themselves say, please do only do this on a temporary, you know, part of your life, just for a temporary season, then add your foods back
kind
in.
Of a reset.
Yeah, but if you add your foods back in, back comes the fluffs. Yeah. So I longed to be rid of this problem.
I embraced it.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, but we're going to talk about how you really blessed your body and actually got through the worst of it.
You just
and
never
that
know
you're
who's...
doing something new now. But I yeah. Just went with it. I thought, okay, I'm not going to diminish my health. I'm a bloater. I think it's healthy, actually. So I'm
yeah,
just going to live with
this. You go talking over yourself, calling yourself a bloater. That might be a bit of your problem.
I know, but
I can't wait till the next wedding.
Okay, so
I'm going to be watching.
What happened was I eventually did our gut reset, okay, which we're going to yeah. bring. And I thought, and Peter, our Dr. Peter said, Pearl, this is going to diminish so much of your bloating. I have looked at your gut biome and you have some bad bloaters. You also have some good bloaters. I think you're
bugs.
Going to notice. Yeah, but there's certain bugs that bloat.
Look at
bugs
them. Imagine
don't.
Them in her colon.
Yeah.
And they're like sitting on the sides, like, you know, in those, what are they, at the basketball games?
The bleachers.
The bleachers are sitting on the bleachers and one has a cap that says good bloater. One has a cap that says bad bloater.
Okay.
Just so you can
so what
scene.
Happened is I went
That's
through our gut program and I'll tell you what changed. And this is very sharing.
Besides your
stuff.
Gas.
I still have gas, but I'm going to talk about the difference in my gas, right?
In your gas.
The noxious, very bad smells,
yeah.
all gone.
So they were the bad bloaters.
They were the ones that were the bad bloaters.
Now, some people think that the foul smell means good digestion.
Now it's just windy pops.
I'm windy pops. I'm still windy. And I said, but Peter, you said that my bloating will go down. And he asked me specific questions about it. And he's like, you know, do you have the very strong smell? And I'm like, no, I don't, but I still get windy pops.
Are you no longer
pops.
Intrigued? You know, when it's yeah. really bad, you have to give it the second sniff just to kind of like understand it.
No, I don't
when
have
when your
that.
Dog's like approaching you like, yeah.
So he looked again at my gut biome and, you know, all the things that I'm eating because I feed my gut biome with kefir and I feed it with, you know, so
resistant
many fibers
starch.
And I just feed it. And he's like, Pearl, from the beginning when I looked at your gut biome, you have really a lot of longevity bugs. You have disease fighting bugs in your gut and a lot of them are butyrate. Butyrate
they,
loves to be fluffy.
Yeah,
he didn't say it in fluffs. Those words. They feed off the fiber. Butyrate's like your most disease-fighting thing that you can have in your gut. And it does bloat up. And so he's like...
Butyrate. There's B-U-T in the beginning of it.
I
soul,
see.
You know.
Yeah.
So now I think to myself, I don't have, I'm actually have less gas than I used to. It is not as bad. It's probably only maybe 60% as much as I used to. And it doesn't have the noxious foulness of it.
No. Is and there even a pleasant?
It's just a nothing. It's just a noisy
rose
thing.
Rose petals. Can you feature certain scents?
But I still do it if I eat cauliflower. I've tested myself. I'm like, I'm going to eat cauliflower now. And maybe I won't get gassy, you know? Mm-hmm. No, I still, Pearl gets gassy.
Because I don't stink. I don't stink.
No, I don't.
You know,
we've probably fluffed in your presence and you didn't know, right?
No, because you can know if it's going to stink or not.
We just don't stink because it's only the good bloaters.
You know,
with the good
I'm going to have a vulnerability moment.
Okay. But because I thought you'd already been vulnerable.
Oh, no. that I know of. But my whole life, I'm known for not smelling.
Oh, really?
Oh.
So your fluffs do not stink.
And never have.
Never have.
Unless under
well,
very
Well, then you didn't
certain...
have those particular bugs in your gut then. I had some.
Yeah. I would, sometimes I would come home from work.
Yeah.
I would announce my coming. And people in the family would say, oh, no, Dad. And I would always say, don't worry, it's not going to smell.
Really?
And I was right. And you can ask him.
Yeah. So that means that you don't have really, you don't have those particular ones. He told me what they are. I wish I would know their names. He
told
me the names of the ones that are stinking up a storm.
Pearl, yeah, we need to know those villains.
My grandfather, it's like he's cooking rotten eggs.
Yeah.
And was he slightly deaf too?
Why?
I don't
because
think
it
so.
Matters. Because the ones that are slightly deaf,
oh, they don't know.
They
when
don't know when it's coming, and they don't even pause in their conversation.
They don't feel it.
They don't feel it either because they're losing other things too, like you know,
sensation.
Yeah, and so it's
they
just
definitely don't hear it.
They don't hear it, and
they're
that's
just honking
the big deal.
It out right on the park bench.
I have been around some wonderful elderly people that just honk it out
and keep chatting.
Keep chatting, not even a pause.
And that's when we met.
If they're not bothered by it, then that's okay. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. So in my life right now, I know I don't have, I got rid of the bad bugs, and they were also disease forming, you know, and you can, and so I'm happy with where I'm at.
I've always told you, Pearl, and I think you've come to my way of thinking, to just embrace the fluff. Now, you got rid of the noxious bad bugs, right? The ones that stink. But you embrace the fact that you are a human and humans lock and load 18 to 20 times a day, right? And the fact is that's just being called a human. You're not an angelic spirit.
I know. I wanted
you're a
to
human,
become that.
And I'm like, look at the cows. They could power
Behold
whole factories.
I know,
right?
But I live with a man who doesn't have my problem.
But
he does not a fluffer or a bloater.
But
really?
As long as it doesn't stink,
no, he's not.
It's fine.
He's just not.
As long as it doesn't stink and you've learned the little ways of taking away the horn. So it's just perfect. There should be no worries.
Okay,
know.
So I want to hear your story. You say it, and then I want to hear Serene's story about it. She used to be even more of a fluffer than me.
I used to be a stinker.
When and a fluffer.
When I was a raw food vegan, I think I just had way too much fermentation going on with too much high sugar fruit.
Yeah.
Because when you don't eat meat, you don't eat protein, you don't eat your fruit is your meat and you just eat it all day and it was.
You got an imbalance in your gut.
Yeah, I got an imbalance. There's something wrong.
You ever leave a party and just blast your car on the way home?
Yes.
That with the car though, you got to kind of pitch forward.
No, because I've just learned so well how to just kind of like.
Yeah, but if
you
were
alone, Serene's
never alone in a car.
Yeah.
You know that phrase, you walk around like your stuff don't stink?
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
If somebody were to ask you that, you could be like, actually, no. In fact, it doesn't stink.
So, but once I got my diet balanced and got into the health, they didn't smell anymore, but they were locking and loading more than anybody in the world.
Volume.
There was no room to even breathe, to even like extend the belly to take a breath because it was so bloated.
Yeah.
Because I went hard and heavy with all the resistant starches, with all the kefir. And I'm not one of those people that takes anything gentle. So I knew it was all this bloating me. It was all the excess fiber, but I'm like, I'm just going with it. And I went with it.
And you did baobab like 3 to 4 tablespoons a day in kefir.
So I just did hardcore Navy SEAL boot camp, but I got over it real quick. And
no,
now
it was a couple years.
Yeah, but like.
That's kind of quick in the scheme of life,
right?
It's
quick in the scheme of fluffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, people have it with them till 80.
And then what happened is you didn't fluff it hardly at all then.
And then I just hardly, it just might be the 18 to 20 that you don't even know you have.
Yeah. When it's over that.
Can I tell you a funny story about this?
Okay, but she didn't finish. But yes, Danny, you interject with your
story. Well, no, you can finish.
You're
your podcast.
No, you can't. You're
so the there we were, young married couples.
Yeah.
And we had babies and couples. They were playing on the ground.
Couples.
Yeah, it was a hang.
Okay. Hang.
Okay. Yes,
and so my friend, I won't say her name.
I know who it is.
It rhymes
just
with
guessing.
It rhymes with Bedelia.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah.
And so she was sitting on the couch, right? Talking to my wife on the next couch. The dads were on the floor playing with the kids.
Yeah.
I was sort of in front of her retrieving a toddler or something. And she was pregnant.
Yeah.
And you know how pregnant women don't have as much control.
Yeah. No, what?
She went,
that's
she was sitting with
so
her.
So racist.
It's just the facts.
Ben's living with a pregnant woman.
Because you produce the same gas, right? But less room to hold.
Yeah, it's true.
And less control, mind you.
Especially after you have a baby. Oh, my goodness.
So she's here. I'm there.
Yeah.
And she goes to recross her legs and mid. Oh, see, she's here. The couch. The couch. Yes. I promise. I promise. It's the couch. I can reproduce. She goes to cross. Yeah. And I'm talking like 50% perfect midair, like the wind of Hades. Pregnant wind.
And a loud, loud noise.
Oh, it was so big and voluminous. You know, like as a man, you got to use like the toilet to get that level of sound. You know, boom. You get the round tones. Man, I mean, I could be wrong, but it felt like my hair blew a little bit. That's probably made up, but it felt that way.
Did you guys recognize it or did you all ignore it?
Oh, we screamed hyena laughter to the heavens.
Yeah.
We she would have laughed at that. We died. I looked at her in like shock and she was just like, no. Like, I don't even know what that meant. No, but she was just knowing it and crying. She was laughing and it was a painful laugh. It was bad.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. But Bedelia would remember if she heard this.
So that was so hilarious. Well, what Pearl wanted me to finish just a little bit ago was I have actually started introducing more resistant starches because I'm just like,
I want to know your reason behind that, Serene, because you got such a place where you got such a good place in your gut. You got it tested even. And Peter said, epitome of guts. This should shine on some sort of like, you know,
if above somebody a caught
city.
This one episode, they would think we were psychotic.
I know. But
that you're getting tested. Like, that's all we know. We tune in for the first time.
Okay, so she got tested. It was just Stella.
We call him on my phone. He's called Poop for Pete.
He's a poop dog.
Because, well, he's more than that. But we keep giving him samples for him to test.
Yeah. So Serene had the epitome. I've got diversity and whole families of like families of good longevity, weight loss bugs, energy bugs. Like she had it all. So I don't know why you're doing this.
You know why? I go big or go home. And there was a little bit of pride that started welling up that says, if I can do like if I've got the record holding gut bugs, I have to just keep on with this. Like this is my area of strength.
Gold. Okay.
This is
my area
proud.
That I'm shining.
Yeah.
This is what I was born for.
Okay.
This is your gift.
Yeah, this
to
is
the
my
world.
Special powers. And so, and also writing Trim Healthy Grow, which I keep on putting on hold because of all the busyness. But when I write, the part I'm up to is gut health for pregnancy and how that matters. And so I'm just immersing myself in the research of how this helps. Like this is the best thing you can do. Gut health is the basics of all health, right? The basis. And so I'm like, ooh, yes. And I'm researching all of the fibers that promote, you know, the best resistant starches out there. So I ordered the tiger nuts and I ordered the special kind of this green banana flour, but it's not the normal kind. It's a special kind. It says like 10 times stronger than all other green banana flours. And I add that to my smoothie. And then I add, you know, the Archimensia producing the red apple peel powder and all of this stuff. And I've been adding it in very strong amounts.
And you've been putting tiger nuts on your oatmeal, right?
Yes.
Tiger nuts are the highest food and resistant starch, right?
Right?
So just to put that out there, I'm only
on
just
top of all
about
the
this.
Kefir, on top of all of it. And I've started to do the tooting again, big time, but no smell. But I'm telling you, there is a whole lot more than 18 to 20. And the other day, and I didn't prepare my husband that I was doing this kind of stuff. He doesn't know I fluff. He has no clue in the world because to him, I'm from some
planet. Angelic planet like, yes. that doesn't fluff.
Yes. Yes. We don't even go to, I don't even use the restroom.
In front of him?
No. He doesn't think I use the restroom. I'm just teasing. No, I want him to think that. Like, you know how some couples, they use the restroom in front of each other? I would rather die before ever, like, I would rather die. If he entered the restroom and I was going to the bathroom, I would actually scream and have a freak out and like want
to
run away.
I love to bust in on my wife.
Do you?
Yeah, because she hates
she's
it.
She's doing number two.
Whatever it is, she's mortified.
I would be mortified.
When the door, when everyone's yeah. even near the room, she'll lock the master bedroom door. Yeah. So that no one can even get
it's
in the bedroom.
She can't relax.
No, but exactly. I think she's got the special syndrome. She's never gotten over that 2-year-old syndrome that they go under the table to poop.
Yeah.
You know, you find them hiding in a corner.
Yeah, that's when you know it's potty training time.
They you know, they
aware,
know like something's.
They become aware that this is a privacy time.
They're going to do it either
she's
way.
She's never gotten over it, but it's actually like.
It's true. It's her inner child.
It's become more powerful inside of her, that instinct. So she locks door and door.
So I won't just like open and come in. I want to hit the door. I want it to go
oh,
and then
I'm
the
so
door
glad
open.
I'm not married to you.
Oh, and I'll yeah, bust it open and I'll bad. Be like, just looking for my toothbrush. And then I'll grab something like in slow motion while like eye contacting her. And then I'll slowly shut the door.
Oh man. No, that's so bad.
Yeah. I that's rather, my gift.
I would leave for a time just so he could get the memory
go
taken
stay in a
out.
Hotel.
And there's nothing that makes the thighs fatter than a toilet seat.
Squash.
My thighs never look good on a toilet seat. They don't.
This
they just
podcast
don't.
Is from hell.
Yeah.
It's bad. We're usually so much more polite. But anyway, no, but that my husband wasn't aware of my new, you know, inventions and my new experience.
He does not know you were doing tiger nuts.
No. And so I thought I'd just go around the corner.
of the room
and just like
let it out.
But I didn't do the manual lift because I thought, you know, I've been, my gas is really tame these days. It was like the worst. It was like the rapture was coming. Like
the trumpets of
the heavens were peeling apart.
Yes.
And all the Christians were going up in the sky.
Yes.
If you believe in the rapture.
He was like.
All the people who believe
in it was like all
he
of the.
He heard it.
He heard it. And it was like all of the revelations.
What did he say?
I was human.
What did he say?
I don't remember because I just ran and I ran.
You ran.
I ran.
You ran.
I ran.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. You ran so far away.
I ran so far away.
Oh my goodness. So the moral to the story, poor Sharon, is
there is no moral.
I think it's okay to have gas, but there are different types of gases.
God's children have gas.
Yeah, all God's children have gas. I feel like if it's very sulfur smelling, there might be some stuff going on that you need attended to. Now, you can do it two ways. You can do many, it doesn't necessarily take many years, but kefir does help.
It does.
Kefir
It doesn't help at the beginning.
No.
But it helps in the long run.
It repopulate your bug with good bugs, especially putting baobab in there, which makes the fluffing worse at first. But after a while, it gets better.
It gets better.
And then once they take over, you know, I think everything goes down, but it can take a while.
It's darkest before the dawn.
Or, like me, you can do the gut overhaul that we'll be bringing, but it's not here yet.
Yes, but it's only about, what,
a few
10
months.
Days?
10 days?
No, the gut overhaul. It's
when
not
we
like
bring
you
it.
Have to do this big, long.
No, it takes 10 days.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Les, do you have gas? Big time?
And she's just okay with her guess. We can't hear her. Come here, Leslie. You
18
have
to 20
answer.
At times a day? Where are you at
I
on
would
your
like
quotient?
To know from everyone in this room if it's more than 18 to 20.
Well,
because
I
read that that's the average.
Come sit by Uncle Dan.
No, Pearl gave me.
You're not
I'm
on
must,
camera.
I
get
must.
In.
Go by Uncle Dan. Be on the camera because people
get
love
in here.
Our Leslie Pops.
Here, let me just get this going.
Because
she's
when you,
high.
When
now,
you
Leslie,
talk about gas, you have to have your face there talking about it.
Now, Leslie.
We've never been this close.
Let's start at the top. Now, you look taller than me. Let's start at the top. How many times I would say, let's say the quotient. 15 to 20, where are you at on a daily basis?
Take your time. I've never counted, but I promise.
Feel it out.
I'm going to count. I am going to count. That was the funniest podcast ever. Okay. And I'm so glad. I'm so part of your team.
You know what? She's putting
you
on.
You're putting
all the things. Yeah. I know all the tricks.
See the nervous
the manual lift. Like I was crying back there. The manual, like,
okay,
like,
so no, you are on
comedian
my team.
Has
then.
Even gone there. I'm so in your team.
But listen, Denny.
So that makes us probably more than 18 to 25.
Probably. You're and sure? I don't, it doesn't smell.
Now, I'm not trying to be an investigative journalist here. But you said usually no smell.
No smell.
No smell. And would your husband agree?
No, he doesn't know.
Okay.
The manual lift.
You're on my team.
You're private
okay,
about
even
it.
At night. Okay. Yeah. If you're in my team, what happens at night?
He sleeps so heavy.
After 3 minutes, you have, mm-hmm. I have guests in the night under the blankets and you have to have ways.
Do you keep the blankets tight till the morning?
You cannot let an event happen and then fluff the blankets. You have to keep them tight for a while for it to dissipate into itself.
Or you have to do like a programmed, timed fluffing moment throughout the night.
Yeah.
Like lifting of the airing of the duvet.
Yeah,
you must do that. Because if you keep it too tight till morning and it's not dissipated, then as he awakes and... It's too shocking.
You must never lift the blanket towards him. You let it go on the blanket towards the side of the bed.
You lift to the side.
Yes.
Yes, and let it.
Just slowly. You don't do a big lift. A little lift and it can go out slowly, carefully.
No, but you know what? The one good thing, though, is that the husband or the wife, the spouse, doth usually become immune. Because, you know, you don't smell your own perfume. Everyone tells me, oh, you smell so lovely. What is that, patchouli? And I have no smell of it. And I pull it thick and heavy every day. I can't smell it. But everybody who meets me in the day smells it, right? I can't. And I believe if you're sleeping in the same room as the spouse, they can't smell it. I believe
you
it.
You believe it? You want
because
to believe
I know it.
It
because it's science. Because our mother and father.
Dad's a fluffer.
Dad had a bad fluffing situation. There must have been bad bugs because it was noxious. It was bad. I remember opening the door to ask if I could have like $20 from him or something in the morning.
So
you
bad.
Open the door.
The whole room.
You get hit.
Shot.
It's like nuclear. And mum's just.
Nuclear.
What are we doing today, darling? You should get up and make breakfast. Already thinking food.
It
she's not
like
having any nausea.
And
she has
roast
no
fish.
Okay, I'm leaving.
No, we need to hear more. I have another question, and we're gonna deepen the vulnerability.
Oh boy!
Have you ever had to manually lift?
Yes.
Yay!
Oh, every day.
Yay, Leslie! Yay!
And I have like it's all about the booty. There's a lot of like. There's a lot of, I have more.
Oh, yay!
You have
a very dramatic manual lift.
there's
more pursing.
To Trump.
Yes. So you have to be more dramatic with the manual lift.
Okay,
you have
so you're
to really
a curvy,
get in there.
There's more
you're a
to
curvy
lift.
Girl. There's more to lift. There's more to lift with the beautiful
so you
booty.
Can't, you can't do the little quick...
No.
Yes. Because some people with the tiny bums, they can just do the little right or left.
Yeah, they can just do it without.
All the curvy girls are laughing right now.
Oh, they are laughing.
Oh, this is good.
Can we go?
I'm so glad we're on the same team,
We're
Les.
In the team. We've got our own special team now.
I know. Serene, you're out
no,
of
I'm part of the team.
Yeah.
I was the one that brought up manual lifting. I designed it. I taught the world.
Danny's just decided
we
to
go?
Just leave.
Can we be done?
Completely. We're 32
we're
minutes in. What? Oh, Danny's handy back. I would like
dramatic.
To know. I want to take. Be so
he went
far,
to privately.
So
expel.
Far, we have three people. Serene, I, and Leslie, who are more than 18 to 25 a day. We're in this club together. So I want to know, maybe this whole 18 to 25 a day is wrong.
No.
Maybe the rest of us are
18,
right.
The one that have 18 to 25 a day, they don't even know they fluff. It's under the radar at that point. Because it says the average person does this, but the average person doesn't even know they
Why
fluff.
Why am I holding you?
I don't know.
Your shoulder.
The average person don't know they fluff, but they do because every human does.
Okay, so I'm going to go, John. Give
yes.
John. I want to know
yes.
if John has more than 18 to 25.
Oh, goodness.
And I want to know about Dawn.
This is like flatulence confession.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is. It's confession time. It's bringing it. It's making it real, people.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sure everyone is dying to
yes, we
to,
are.
To,
we
to
want
know this
to know.
Information. I In full disclosure, yeah. I'm almost 100% carnivore.
Yeah, I know.
So,
stopped all your good.
So I am I'm probably 5 or less.
Yeah,
And I actually do pay attention to this kind of stuff. So so.
Yeah. Okay, you're a carnivore fiver. Okay, yeah. Now you don't want to be in on this, do you, Mikey? Oh, yeah, he's open to. Oh, he's a Harrison. They're open with these things.
Oh, their mother.
Yes.
Their mother, fellow grandmother of Pearl.
Yeah.
They both share the same grandchild.
Yeah. If this is
she doesn't even manually lift. She likes the noise.
Yeah. You grew up in a house like that, Mike.
Father Dan needs to be back here for flatulence confession.
Okay, come on back. But can we, let's hear one of our cameramen, Mikey. I want to know, so you're well below, but you're carnivore. So let's ask Mikey if he's more than 18
to 25. And what's your diet like, Mikey?
He likes pizza.
Oh yeah, pizza's great.
Bring your mic, bring it
pizza's
to you.
Pizza's great.
And you're young, you're like 20-something, 20?
19. Yeah. So what was the question?
So you are a young man in your prime, 19. A lot of young men aren't as bloaty. Do you have more than 18 to 25 or less?
Right into the mic, darling.
I would say less. Honestly.
Okay, less. Okay, we're not your friend exactly, but we'll go
I'm
over
not in
here.
The group
no, this
with
guy
you guys,
here.
No.
This
we
guy,
love you, Mike.
Jonathan.
Come on.
Jonathan's mother we call Viking.
Yeah.
Because
that's our
she has a steel tummy and nothing makes her bloat.
Your mom is, yes, she has a steel cast stomach. Yes. We always want to be like her. So who are you like? More like your dad or your mom? Because I know your dad has some fluffs, he's told us. Put your mic up.
I don't
less than eight, less than 18 to 25?
I would say less.
Okay.
I'm feeling like there is some people untouched with their
no, yes. I think they just have different gut bugs. Now we're going to ask
No,
Ben,
but I'm very aware.
Are you more or less? Come on, Ben. I want to know what
in the disclosure couch.
So far, we've got 3 less, and I haven't heard.
It's time to get gaslighted.
Yeah, this is gas. Yes, I want to know.
I don't know the count, but I think that it's less.
Oh man!
But I celebrate farting though.
Okay, you do.
Yeah, like I'm like.
Well, you do. If you have less, you think it's great. But if you have more, then you don't.
This is kind of offensive, but like. Yeah, all you guys are gonna foo-foo this, but my daughter and I will play a game, the pull the finger game, where it's like she'll come and pull the finger,
and you'll fluff.
I'll let one go.
Well, that means you've got it in there, so maybe you're just like too good at holding it all day. Mm. Because I can't bring one out.
I can't bring one out if it's not there. It has to be locked and loaded.
So you can bring one out. You have a special gift.
Yes.
You should feel very special.
Okay, Danny, just come and we offered nothing here today, except
no, we did offer
we
the
normalized
fact that,
things
that people need to realize it's normal and they don't have to feel like they have to be some kind of angelic spiritual.
And we want to tell
God,
people to keep
I think God
eating your
liked
veggies.
The humor of it, I believe that he liked the sound. He made a sound to it. I think that he enjoys.
Danny, are you more than 18 to 25 or less?
I can't even remember the last time I
really?
Broke wind.
That's sad.
You know, my grandmother, we were all using the F word.
He's going to get in the car. Just
and she said,
it up.
Yeah, that's my go-to. She said, it sounds so horrible. She said, I prefer break wind or toot.
Yeah.
And we as kids just died laughing. We thought that was the greatest thing in the world. I wanted to share some science with you.
Sounds like he's the pastor and he's wrapping up the church service and the music starts right now.
Humans pass gas between 13 to 21 times a day on average.
Okay.
See, those are the ones that don't know it.
It says here they can be flammable if they contain hydrogen and methane. I have a story for you.
Mm-hmm.
went on a church trip to El Salvador. And this was to the, you know, it was kind of the missions trip, right? And it was out... And I was at the time a gassy young man.
Oh, okay.
And I could do it on command.
Okay.
And so there I was about midnight in the streets of, where was I? It was a Latin American country, San Salvador, El Salvador.
It's getting all like,
And I would lay on my back and I would throw my legs up. Over my head, and I would light them on fire. And you would see the glow of their faces in pure wonder. What? As if like when I had just invented fire.
You were on a church mission trip. Yeah. And you went there to help out.
They
and
thought
instead,
you were
what
the
you
god
did
of fire.
Was god what, of you fire. Let your fluffs on fire for them.
I would light it and I could do it all night.
Because you were near the campfire and it would just kind of like.
No, I had a lighter.
Oh.
And I'd hold the lighter up to it.
I do need to ask you because you were obviously on junk food at the time. Because a lot of people, they come to us in Trim Healthy and they say, you know, when I was on sugar and I had terrible gas and now it's a lot better. A lot of people come and say, well, now I'm on Trim Healthy Mum, it's worse because I'm eating all these veggies. So in your case, you're saying now that you've cleaned up your diet, you don't have as much gas, right?
Almost none.
Yeah. And I wish I could say that about myself.
But you have a great
but
diet.
I have a lot of good bugs.
I think things can be genetic though. I think there can be genetics to bloating. We've always called it the Bowen bloat. That's our mother's side. Mm-hmm. And I remember all of our aunties, older aunties saying, I just want to bear down.
I want to bear down.
To bear down? Yeah. That's what they meant?
Yeah.
I need to like get them all out.
I need to bear down.
The Bowen bloat. But my children were born fluffers. They were born to me, fluffers.
Yeah, they were. Well, they had to pass through your digest tract.
I feel like the podcast is over.
I'm kind of worried about the content. I feel like
that's
like,
what I think we're stalling because we're trying to be like, and therefore,
we have to fix it.
I mean, I brought a scientific.
I know. Bring a script.
You went all pastor on us.
I tried to sober up.
Oh, wow. It is what it is.
Yeah. I feel like that 2-year-old that needs to go under the table and just hide. Wait for mommy to rescue me. Trim healthy mama my way. And then I'll be